National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And we are beginning things off with, okay, so the question is, how was your eating this weekend? Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Well, you know, we don't realize how those foods that we consume, the alcohol that we drink, and for some people, you know, it's the 80 or 60, 40 rule. It's 60% of the time they do okay and 40% of the time not so good. Well, how does any of this relate to our overall health, how we feel, our energy, and our body? That is exactly because, you know, stress is another part of this story. And Jeanette Hyde knows only too well about this entire subject because she has written a new book. It's called The Gut Makeover, 4 weeks to nourish your gut, revolutionize your health, and lose weight. And if you've been stuck in a rut, it could be that you need The Gut Makeover. And it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Jeanette Hyde. You're a nutritional therapist. You're based in England. So tell us about, and this is universal, by the way, this gut makeover.
Yeah, firstly, hello, and thank you for the introduction. This approach is all about making your gut bacteria make you healthy and make you slim, which may seem like a new approach because for many of us, we've always been kind of, I feel like I was brainwashed in the 20th century that, you know, weight control was all about calories in and out. But
right
now that this new research has been coming along the last few years about this thing called the microbiome, which is the trillions of bacteria, which weighs 3 to 4 pounds and lives in our guts, this is actually, you know, a game changer, and it influences our weight, our mood, our immune system, our skin, many, many parts of our health. But I found it most interesting when I first started looking at that research, what it was telling us about our weight and about the way we maybe could be eating better to manipulate the landscape of that bacteria so that it works for us and controls our weight as well.
You know, it's so interesting. Years and years ago, as you were talking, I just remember I did a segment once with someone who was talking about Elvis's gut, and they were saying Elvis Presley had about 5 or 6 pounds of this gut weight, and they were talking about this, but no one really understood what exactly this microbiome, this is a lot of years ago, but no one really knew what that word meant.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
But we're now realizing that rather than eating in a way that's, you know, counting calories or stuff, or, you know, hearing that certain things make you slim, we need to kind of park that aside and instead look at this bacteria and eat in a way that's going to make it flourish and have lots of different types of bacteria in there. And once you've got it, sort of the good bacteria flourishing, and you're eating in such a way that it promotes lots of diversity in there, then you start to see knock-on impact on the rest of your health.
So we don't know, for example, this is really important in the book, you talk about this. And so olives, you say purple olives are fabulous because they're very good for you. But the black olives have been dyed. So they don't keep your diet unprocessed. Mustard comes in a variety of flavors, and oh my gosh, you go to the mustard counter today and there's like, you know, 20 to choose from. But a lot of them contain gluten.
And sugar. Yeah.
This is, you know, so important. Tamari sauce, unlike soy sauce, is gluten-free. Vinegars may not be as great because some of them do have sugars in them, and you know, depending on the vinegar, but apple cider, of course, is, I think, a staple. That's a good one to always go by.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Mm. But what it shows you is so important to read labels, because, I mean, what I do in this plan is I encourage you to take out of your diet just for 28 days maybe some of the stuff that you're overexposed to and you're having too much of, which probably might not be particularly helpful to your microbiome. And I encourage you to load into the diet all the sort of, you know, this fabulous range of fruit and vegetables and, you know, good oils like extra virgin olive oil, and have some protein with each meal so that it helps make you feel full up. But I do encourage you to really read labels, so that you start to, because I think many of us, we don't have any idea just how much sugar we're consuming. And you don't want a diet that's really high in sugar that's feeding all the bad bacteria in the gut. And you don't want to have too many grains. I know some grains might be good, you know, but for these 28 days, I take out the grains. You can put them back in afterwards, a bit by bit, when you've kind of trained yourself to have much more color in your diet. But I encourage you to take it out for that month, because when you take the bread off the plate, you suddenly have, or the pasta or the rice, you suddenly got a load of space on the plate to load in loads of vegetables. They might be roasted Mediterranean vegetables. They might be a beautiful, massive, colorful salad with some lovely dressing on it. But you suddenly will find that you've got space and time for all these natural foods with fiber and the plant chemicals in them, with all this color that feeds the good bacteria in the gut.
I was just at the market. We have a lovely fresh produce market, inside market here in Boston. It's called Boston Market, appropriately enough. And we were walking, I was with a friend, and we were walking through the market yesterday, and there is a new bone broth kiosk that opened up. Bone broth has become probably the hottest buzz right now, and I think it's in the States. I don't know if it's made it over to London, but there are little, in New York City, you can actually buy a cup of broth, and that's what this is. You can go and buy a cup of broth for your health. And so bone broth is acceptable. I see it's in your book.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of it. And, yeah, because that's the other thing, is you want your gut lining, you know, if you think about your intestinal lining, to be in really good shape, because if that starts developing like these bigger holes in it than it should have, which can happen when you're having processed food the whole time, that can lead to your gut bacteria getting out of balance. So it's really important to start loading into the diet all these things that are massively beneficial. And the bone broth is fabulous because it contains lots of collagen, which helps, you know, with the integrity of that gut lining. And it's also, just as a byproduct, it's full of all these micro minerals that are really good for us and really good for our own bone health. And things like that, and the skin on the outside of your face as well. So I think with a lot of these things, they're things we used to do and used to have in our diets, a few decades ago, and we've kind of lost it as we've...
Oh, absolutely. My mother would spend hours a week just simmering between the chicken soup with the bone, and she would throw the whole chicken in with the bone and everything, and then her vegetable soups all had bone broth in them because she got bones just for that purpose, with huge amounts of marrow just to cook down.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. A tip, by the way, I use a pressure cooker nowadays just because, you can get a really good bone broth. After you've had the chicken, you've picked off all the leftover bits of meat on it, you put those in the fridge to go on top of your Caesar salad or something you're going to make the next day. But you can, in an hour or so, you can have really good broth, and it will cost you an absolute fraction of what it would cost going out. I know that but it's the kind of thing, it can be actually quite enjoyable, some of these routine old processes that used to be part of our cooking culture.
Absolutely. Jeanette Hyde, the book is brilliant, called The Gut Makeover, 4 Weeks to Nourish Your Gut, Revolutionize Your Health, and Lose Weight. And what's the best website for people?
Well, you can get the book on Amazon. It's in all the big Barnes and Nobles. And if you go on my website, which is JeanetteHyde.com with a J and two N's and two T's, I've got links to some of the retailers on there as well. And
awesome.
I have a newsletter you can sign up to if you want more information.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This was a pleasure
having you
with us. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found a tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. I don't know about you, but I would love to go inside. You know, I love that inside scoop, that information that is so hard to find. What were people thinking when they discovered? Wouldn't it have been interesting to think of one of your favorite explorers and then find his sketchbook or his journal? Well, that's exactly what our next guest and his co-author have done in their book, Explorer's Sketchbooks, The Art of Discovery and Adventure. And joining us is Hugh Lewis Jones. He's a historian and author who travels regularly to the Arctic and Antarctica as a polar guide. And so I am so fascinated by this book. This is a brilliant idea, by the way. Just an absolutely brilliant idea, Hugh.
Well, thank you. It's nice to talk to you. Good morning, everyone in Boston. I'm calling from England, so I'm sending you a message many thousands of miles away. But this is one of the things about this great book and the joy of making it is to try and connect to the historical stories of great explorers in the past. And holding a journal in your hands or finding a rare sketchbook in a collection is one of the only ways, really, you have of jumping straight back into the heart of a story, of joining some of these explorers on their great journeys.
What I'm so impressed with is the artwork. They're really great artists.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's sort of you don't perhaps expect it, obviously.
That was the shock for me. That was the biggest shock for me, is how brilliant the artwork was.
Well, that's it. I mean, long before film and photography, of course, many explorers are trained as map makers and artists. But how else can you prove your discovery, prove the wonders of the world that you've seen, unless you can record it accurately in paint and ink? And many of these travelers, both men and women, were really gifted artists. And, you know, they were going on some really tough and dangerous journeys. But, of course, much of the time, actually, they were, waiting quietly for the weather to improve inside their tent or happily waiting for the stove to boil up a brew of tea on a campfire as the sun set. So times of real pleasure and calm. And so those were the moments when a lot of these beautiful artworks are created in journals, capturing the scenes of the day, rather like you or I would take a photograph, I suppose.
Right, I guess. So there are, what, about 70 sketchbooks that you've been
able to... That's right. In this, it's a big sort of illustrated album, if you like. We looked at maybe 70, 75 explorers over the last 500 years. So it really travels wildly over time and space. Men and women, explorers from lots of different countries, from the top of Everest to the bottom of the seafloor, to the edges of the heavens, through dense jungles, and then try to find new things within the stories of these explorers whose lives I found curious. And what's lovely about this particular book, Explorer Sketchbooks, you can kind of jump from page to page to page and find, you know, wonderful plants and wildlife, glorious icebergs turn the page, you know, trees full of birds or seas full of great prodigious whales and other amazing fish life turn the page again, and you're, you know, uncovering Aztec treasures, or in the tombs of Egyptian kings, turn the page and you're in the...
Or you'll see some interesting, very interesting tattoos from where you've been. I mean, from the people, you know, it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So I have to ask you, do you keep a sketch book with you when you do your journeys?
I do, very badly. I mean, lots of little notebooks, in actual fact. It all depends on the kind of journey. I'm constantly scribbling away. I'm also very lucky to make books and expeditions with some really talented artists and photographers. So not only taking a sketchbook myself, but really taking a wonderful artist with me too. You know, for all of the scribbling, though, I mean, one of the messages we really hope from a book like this is just to encourage people maybe to not have their head buried in a book or on an electronic device, but actually just to, you know, lift one's head up and open your eyes to the wonders of the world. And that's really the message that unites many of these explorers too. You know, whether 50 years ago or 100 years ago, they're all pushing into the unknown to discover something new and set down a record of the beautiful things, the challenging things that they'd seen. And without a journal or a sketchbook, you know, these things wouldn't survive for us.
I'm impressed with Nicholas Roerich's sketchings and beautifully done. Absolutely gorgeous. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I mean, again, it's probably a name that I guess some of your listeners may not have even heard of Nicholas
Roerich. No, never heard of him. Never heard of him.
You know, if I were to sort of just ask you to name your favorite explorer, maybe some in America would name Lewis and Clark or Shackleton or Tepush. Well, Roerich was, you know, sort of a great Himalayan explorer, but also a very sensitive kind of traveler. He was, you might say, a mystic. He, you know, was fascinated as much by the culture of mountain environments as the challenge that he was able to find there. So his sketchbooks survive in the form of painted pages or panels of wood or relics and little artifacts and objects that give a sense of his amazement of the countries through which he traveled. This is sort of in the 1920s through Tibet and China and Mongolia.
And the Himalayas,
like,
yeah.
So there are all sorts of people in this book, not just famous names, but scientists, travel writers, collectors, botanists, even a spaceman, you know, all sort of sharing something of the exploring impulse.
Yeah. Were there many to choose from? Were you put in a position of how do you pick?
Of course, 70? Limitless. I mean, you know, 500 years of human discovery, any number of stories that you could tell. I mean, that's the thing with making a book like this. You finish and realize actually you need to make another 2, 3, or 4. Just so many stories that are left unanswered. You end up with a list, and there's a whole bunch of creative arguments with people all around the world trying to decide on who to include. But you just hope to give a gesture. You hope to make people more curious, to find out more about the people inside a book like this. And maybe go on journeys of their own.
I was going to say, of course, you had to include John James Audubon because of the Audubon Society, and named after him, and his photographs, his paintings are just absolutely beautiful. The book is, it's just, I think that this would be a very lovely gift for anyone that is a traveler, because it really is, it's so fascinating. Explorer Sketchbook, beautifully done, absolutely beautifully. And what's the best website, Hugh Lewis Jones?
Oh, just type it into the internet. Google the publisher is Chronicle in San Francisco. The book is Explorer Sketchbooks. You can find me if you type my name.
Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
I am so glad we ate before we got on the plane.
Ugh, me too. Would you like some Gummer Mints?
What kind do you have?
Spry Gummer Mints, made with xylitol from the folks at Clear. Both refreshing and good for you. Perfect for when it's not possible to brush your teeth.
Oh, like right now on the plane?
Exactly. You know, bacteria can't break down xylitol, which leads to better dental health. I love it. My teeth feel squeaky clean and my breath is so fresh.
That's great. Give me some. Oh, I wish we could find something to help with the dry air on this plane, too.
Well, Clear makes an all-natural xylitol spray for your nose and sinuses that soothes and moisturizes while not being addictive or harsh. Perfect for airplane travel.
Wow, Clear products really do all that?
Yes, they do. It's the xylitol in them. My whole family uses Clear xylitol products when we travel.
Where can I get them?
You can find Clear and Spry at your favorite health food stores. You know, like Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and Sprouts.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let the dogs out! Let the dogs out!
Well, if there isn't anybody that knows more about dogs, let me know, because I'm telling you, this is a fun segment. Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. And a serious segment as well. Dr. Jeff Weber is with us, an Emmy Award-winning celebrity vet. And you may know of Dr. Weber because he obviously handles so many of Hollywood's biggest stars, dogs and their pets, Ben Affleck, Julia Roberts, and Britney Spears, and along with everyday pet owners. And so we've seen him on Good Morning America, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, Inside Edition, CNN, Fox News. It goes on and on and on, and he's with us today. We love having him with us. And this is a very serious subject, though, because 40 states in this country right now have some form of legal cannabis. The question becomes, what's the role of cannabis, cannabidiols, CBDs, for our pets? And Dr. Jeff Weber, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much. Thanks, Frankie. Thanks for having me. And, so, you know, it's become a big topic. Absolutely, it's been a big topic.
Sure.
Especially with the full legalization in some states. And
that's right.
This year, probably some more to follow. And
absolutely.
Is, where do you draw the line between something that could be therapeutic and something that might be toxic?
That's right. And by the way, I'm doing a Friday edition of Biz Talk Radio called Cannabis Talk A to Z. Every Friday we've been doing this show, and it's been a very wonderful, eye-opening experience. And we've done a couple of segments on CBD products for pets. And so I have the good fortune of having a lovely dog in my building, Leo, who is an English Cocker Spaniel, who came from Italy. He's 11. He's the sweetest thing in the whole world. Just adorable, except he's losing his hearing, but he's very sweet. And so, but he's very needy. As you know, that breed is very needy and suffers from anxiety separation, big time. And
right.
He is very sensitive in his stomach. So the vet gave him last year, he had a terrible he knocked his back out, and the medications gave him terrible issues and so much diarrhea that he bled from it and had to be taken to the emergency. It was just a big mess. So you have to be really careful with him, but we try these CBD edibles and we give him a half. It's a peanut butter with CBD oil in it, and it just is enough to not make him get super sensitive that he throws up and he gets anxious.
You know, that's certainly how it is often recommended. And again, we have to be very careful in states that it's not yet allowed because
right.
veterinarians are not allowed to prescribe it. Now, we can't disagree or maybe suggest that an owner go online and read up on it. And if it seems like it's right for you, then why don't you give it a try kind of thing. But we're not allowed to actually prescribe
right.
it.
Right, but CBD is different. You don't
yes.
get high from CBD. There's
correct.
No THC in CBD. It's hemp.
Exactly.
It's hemp.
So basically, you know, you have the, you know, cannabinols, which are THC, for example, and they're about, you know, when you look at the number of compounds in your typical, marijuana, they guesstimate around 400 different compounds. 85 of them are more psychoactive, like THC. That's probably the most psychoactive. But that leaves a lot that are not, and CBD is one of them. And we do see a lot of benefits. We see things like you mentioned, anxiety. So noise phobia, separation anxiety certainly can be effective. Pain, many dogs are being treated with cancer pain and arthritis, inflammation, seizures. So there definitely are benefits. The biggest problem that we are having so far in veterinary medicine is because of the legal issues, there has been very little research done. Now, Colorado, as we know, has been at the forefront, and it's been legal. And at Colorado State University School of Veterinary Medicine, they are actually doing a number of studies now, and early results are coming out quite favorable for the cannabidiols, the CBD, the non-psychoactive portions of the marijuana and the hemp plant. And but unfortunately, also, which is sort of negatively affecting all of this, is the fact that since legalization, the number of presentations to emergency clinics has risen fourfold, because people have to understand that the edibles that are not just CBD but have some THC, and many dogs are very sensitive, and the problem is we don't always know yet the exact toxic level. We know what the LD50 is. LD50 is what they call the lethal dose 50, where 50% of animals getting this dose will die from it, and that's greater than 3 milligrams per kilogram. That's a lot of marijuana. So you know, it really does take, 3 grams per kilogram. So that means you'd have to eat a bundle. But that's the problem. When if we eat a regular edible, let's say enough for argument's sake, a non-chocolate brownie, you know, something that's a cake or something, or a cupcake, we are going to eat one, and we're going to nibble on it. We're not going to shove that whole thing down in our mouth at once.
That's right.
But a dog who sees that plate with six of them on it, they're gone in 2 seconds.
Right,
So the volume that they get at one eating, at one sitting, is going to be so much greater. And that's why we're seeing more cases.
Plus, the chocolate is deadly to begin with.
No, if there's chocolate, that's it. Even without the chocolate, one thing we don't see, though, interestingly, we don't see munchies. And I said, well, if you have a dog like my Labradors, they always have the munchies. So it's really hard to tell. If they're eating more, it's because of the marijuana. But we do see, and symptoms can be very from anything from vomiting, ataxia, which is where they appear drunk, to becoming lethargic, from anywhere from a slow heart rate to a fast heart rate. Every dog responds differently. Hypoventilation, slow breathing. Some get hyped up, some get sedated. So there's so many different reactions that dogs get.
Yes,
it's really difficult to evaluate.
So this is a really important subject, you know, because we've already heard of a friend, a mutual friend, who had to rush her dog to the vet because the dog ate a plate of edibles, that they were shocked. The dog got up on the table and ate the edibles, and they were freaking out, absolutely freaking out. They weren't chocolate, but the dog ate them, and, you know, and the vet said there isn't anything that he could do, and it wasn't deadly, it wasn't a deadly dose, and that the dog would just be acting kind of weird, and the dog did act a little weird for a few hours, several hours.
Right. I mean, the best you can do is supportive. If it's a recent ingestion within, say, 2 hours, you can give some medication to induce vomiting. But once the effects take place, we want to do the opposite. We want to give a medicine to stop vomiting. Why? Because if they're in this state of sort of ataxia, sedation, kind of out of it, we're afraid that if they vomit on their own, then they might inhale, aspirate the vomitus, which would cause severe pneumonia.
Yeah.
So first, if you get them quick, you want to try to make induced vomiting to get rid of it. But if you miss that mark, you're probably better off giving them an anti-emetic, something to stop the vomiting.
Absolutely.
To prevent against aspiration.
Okay, while we have you on, I have to talk about something that's really an important subject that I don't think anybody talks about. You know, dogs, when you walk them, get thirsty, especially when the weather is warm. And I always try to bring, they have these really neat bowls now that you can fold and put in a pocket. They're really cool. They don't take up any room. And you get a bottle of water and you're good to go. Please, I'm begging all of you, and doctor, you know this better than anyone, do not allow your dog to drink from puddles and from bowls that you're not familiar with, or other dogs that have been using the same bowl. Not healthy, not good for the dog. And I know of a couple of dogs one in our neighborhood. There have been two stories in our neighborhood, and people think, oh, what could happen? They drink from a puddle. Well, it was in...
What could happen is leptospirosis and giardia, for one.
That's exactly right, and the dogs died. So,
yep,
so this is like a very, you know, urine from rats. It sounds
correct.
Disgusting, but...
Yeah. And by the way, it's, you know, leptospirosis vaccine is readily available, and it is a lifestyle vaccine. There's no doubt about it. If you do a lot of hiking, if you frequent these dog parks, anywhere in the mountains, anywhere where there's running water, streams, puddles, and you're there, like, on a regular basis, but especially this time of year, then absolutely you should have your dog vaccinated against leptospirosis. They're very, very effective vaccines. And with Giardia as well, you know, you see these dogs presenting with some diarrhea, and it's typically a parasite, very easily treatable. But it's out there, and we have to be careful. Not to mention, you mentioned this time of year, the spring and summer. You know how many dogs we see that overheat?
It's terrible. You're so fabulous. What's the best website for Dr. Jeff Weber?
Well, you can either go a lot of them, Dr. Jeff at drjeff.com, and also Dr. Jeff Weber at gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doctor.
All right, Frankie.
We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
And my next guest has put together a book that I think many people are going to be fascinated by. It is called Border Wall as Architect, or as Architecture, A Manifesto for the U.S.-Mexico Boundary. Ronald Rowell is with us. And Professor, welcome. It's nice to have you.
Be here. Thank you.
So you're an associate professor in the Department of Architecture and Art Practice at the University of California in Berkeley, the author of Earth Architecture, A History of Buildings with Earth in the Modern Era, that exemplifies some very fascinating materials. But tell us about the new book, and more timely than ever, of course.
Yeah, right. It's really a book about the 650 miles of wall that are already in place. I think a lot of people don't know, because we hear a lot about construction of new wall, that there's already one-third of the border that's been walled off. And so part of this book is an effort to put a face of humanity on this wall, because often people don't realize that this is not a landscape that's just barren and desert and people are just walking across, but there are cities there, there are wildlife preserves, universities right along the border. And so I wanted to tell the stories of the wall and how it has affected these landscapes and these people.
Yeah, you know, it's such a volatile subject.
It really is, and I think what was surprising to me during the presidential campaign is how Donald Trump would say, "I'm going to build a wall," and everybody would cheer, but it demonstrated that people didn't know that a wall was already in place, and the wall makes people think, well, there's this side and that side. There's Mexico and there's the United States. There's one side and another, and it pits people against each other, when I've discovered that the wall and the border is actually a gradient, and culture and language and people and animals just move across this landscape constantly. So there isn't kind of this division that exists, but really a very smooth and constant flow and exchange.
And there's also a lot of misinformation. For example, there was just a piece on television that showed that they were showing a chain link fence, which really isn't the wall. It was part of a construction site. And, you know, there's all this misinformation about the wall, from a construction zone to the real deal, and the work and the people affected and the land that's being taken away from certain farmers, and it's what they have to do to get home. I mean, I've seen some stories that just make you crazy. I don't understand how this could happen, but it's happening.
Right. There was a time when a wall was proposed through the University of Brownsville, Texas, and part of the proposition was that students would have to show their passport as they moved back and forth through the campus. And there is a wall constructed through private property and farms, and people have to check in with a code and open up enormous steel gates in order to get to their house on the other side of the wall, because the wall is always constructed on U.S. soil. So in some cases, because the river in South Texas meanders, the wall has to be constructed inland quite a bit from the river, so up to 3 miles in from the political border.
Right, right. So tell us about the book Border Wall as Architecture.
Well, again, it's meant to put a face of humanity on the wall, and it tells, I like to think, 650 miles of stories. You can use the book as a field guide to visit if you want, but it tells these stories in a way to demonstrate that the wall is seemingly ineffective and sometimes cruel and sometimes ridiculous, sometimes funny. In the way that people engage it, in the way animals engage it. It's horrific and it's sublime, and it makes it a very strange and interesting landscape. People come together along the wall to play volleyball, to have binational yoga classes. People have been shot by cannon over the wall, carrying their passport. There have been binational horse races where one horse is in Mexico and one horse is in the United States along the wall. So it's a really interesting catalyst to demonstrate the way people come together. And so that's what excited me about studying this topic, because as an architect, we like to think that we design walls, but really what we don't design walls, we design the spaces between walls, and it's those spaces that have emerged from the construction of this wall, and that's kind of exciting.
It is, absolutely. Have you looked at other walls in other parts of the world? And I'm just curious what some of your thoughts are on.
Yes, I have. You know, I've looked at everything from the Great Wall of China to the wall in Palestine, and this is a much different scenario. One, it is contemporary, unlike the Great Wall of China, but two, this is a wall that divides two friendly nations. And it's an incredibly long wall that moves through many different kinds of landscapes. So it moves through cities, through sand dunes, deserts, rivers, and wildlife preserves, private property, farms. And it's also not one singular wall. It's a wall that emerges and disappears and takes on many different kinds of meanings along the way. It's also constructed of many different kinds of materials, from used railroad tracks, repurposed Vietnam-era landing strips, steel, concrete, and sometimes it's a virtual wall. And so, you know, using wireless technologies, infrared surveillance, motion sensors. So when I say it's exciting, it's really exciting to study, and it's exciting to think about. But it's also very, very tragic as well, because it moves people to further extreme.
It does. Yeah. Congratulations on the new book. It's getting rave reviews. The book is called Border Wall as Architecture. And Ronald, thank you, Professor. What's the best website?
The best website is borderwallasarchitecture.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today on BizTalk Radio.
Thank
all of you for being with us. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile. And check us out at biztalkradio.com, frankieboyer.com, and like us on Facebook at The Frankie Boyer Show.
Smile, even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.